Hello, Gemini friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Gemini July 2022 Astrology Must-Knows Horoscope Forecast. Go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, which you can find in the link below the podcast or under the little more button to the bottom right of the YouTube screen when you click that. That is the interface for all of the free goodies I make for you each month to help you make the most of the planetary possibilities. This is for you if Gemini is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement in Gemini you're watching for. This is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Gemini, so we'll say June 13th through the rest of the sign or 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, then I suggest you additionally listen to my Cancer report, as both the Gemini and the Cancer reports will have pieces for you. This is a very astrologically busy month, but busy in a different way than we've just stepped out of. The end of March, April, all of very intense May, echoing into June, we were in eclipse season. The Taurus-Scorpio eclipses have been hitting at a little bit of a challenging angle for Geminis. And so you'll be happy to know we're taking a breather from most of those manifestations. And for some of you, all of them will just kind of dip into the backdrop. You'll be in integration time with the changes that have occurred. And so July, August, and most of September, we're going to be in this little breather before we get to the next eclipse cycle, which will, you know, then be towards the end of the year. So that's the big must know. The next must know is that these busy skies that I'm talking about, like I said, they don't carry that heavy, just like life changing, you know, finger in a socket, anxiety ridden energy, but they're just busy. They're like little nuisance aspects in some cases, and then a whole bunch of sweet aspects. Okay, so we've got like at least 25 different aspects that are happening this month. So it's 10 more than I was looking at last month. So it's just really busy, and a little bit more of them are salty compared to sweet. We've had a nice ratio of sweet to salty aspects over the last few months, but that shifts a little here. But don't worry, all except one of the nuisance aspects are pretty light and fast, and we'll talk about the one that isn't so that you can be aware of that. But there still are 11 really nice aspects that I'm looking at for the planets that I'm covering right now, and that's really exciting. And among them, two air trines, also three fire trines. And you know that air is speaking your language, and then fire also does the same. There's a lot of harmony there. So you've got five trines, which are the most favorable aspects in all of astrology, connecting in for you. And between, so everybody is getting extra kisses from these trines this month, because some of them are in the early degree, some are in the middle, and then, you know, we have other ones in the late degree. So nobody's being left out of extra kisses from trines this month. So that is also very exciting. Okay, so the next big must know is that this is a month, really June 19th through August 21st, with all of July being in that web, of the last open period free from personal planet retrogrades for this whole year. Okay, once we get to August 21st, we start moving into the Mercury retrograde, we start moving into the Mars retrograde, into September, the shadow period, and we will be very inwards and backwards for the rest of the year. Things will start opening up in some ways at different points, but that Mars, you know, retrograde really doesn't shift until after the first quarter of 2023. So we're talking about a very, very important open window. Now, of course, I'm not saying you can't do anything as of September until next spring or fall for you down under. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that if you have something that needs a lot of oomph and it's close to being ready and it feels like it's the right time, then make it happen, you know, because big moves, big decisions, contracts, investments, engagements, weddings, anything having to do with something that you want to go far and wide for a long time. So just imagine a boat being put out to sea. Is the thing that you're working on something that you want to go far and wide without having to paddle against the tide? If it is, June 19th through August 21st, with July here being prime time, you'll want to get that out, okay? Because when the tides start coming in, when you try to push something out, it's not going to go out as far or as wide. And that could be fine for a lot of things. You know, the retrogrades are great for experimentation, just doing business as usual, trying things on, you know, anything, just anything that is shorter term or doesn't have high, you know, stakes. There's just a really nice, relaxed, experimental, open, flowing, dealing with things as they come energy for the retrogrades. But for those things that really need that oomph, you know, and that you really want to program in a nice birth date for your project with these open stars, you'll want to take some action, okay? And you'll have plenty of opportunities. We've got fire energies abounding this month. We'll go into the details. We've got air energies abounding this month. And so all the support that you need for your project, if it's ready and you're feeling it, is probably going to come in. If not now, then in August, okay? So this is very exciting. So let's see. So that let's just talk about some of these aspects, and then we'll talk about the concentrations of energy and what's being highlighted for you. Now, if we're going to talk about some specific aspects, but if you want a complete list of the ones that I'm looking at, delivered into your inbox 1 month early, along with what the aspect is, what the date is, what you can expect from them, then go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter, and you'll get that delivered into your inbox and be able to access the archives to access anything that was sent that you missed. Okay, so let's start here right at the beginning and just get the yucky out of the way. July 1st, there's a pretty nasty aspect. You know, I'm an optimist, so if I'm saying it's nasty, it's really worthy of that word. Mars square Pluto. Mars, the god of war, ruling the sign of Aries, which it is in, also a god of war, making it, you know, a very difficult angle with Pluto, the lord of the underworld, ruler of death and birth and transformation and rebirth, in the stern taskmaster ruled sign of Capricorn. Okay, so we've got Saturnian energy in there as well because of the Capricorn placement. Volatility, you know, impulsivity, argumentativeness, even violence, you know, accidents, stress, drama, people on edge, people, you know, losing their marbles. This is really just a time where people are going to have a hard time repressing the feelings of anger, okay? And maybe you'll be one of them. So a couple of guidelines to try to protect you and help you use these energies, not only in ways to help you stay safe, but also to use them in positive ways, because everything happens for a reason in a benevolent universe that we are in. And even these big clashes can unhinge something in you that needed to happen. Maybe you needed to get super mad about something to take action. And here we are in a month that's great for action, right? I'm not saying to take action out of anger, because that's definitely not the best idea. And that's actually one of the cautions here. But this could be part of something. And do be careful, because it could be very long term, the decisions you make at this time. You don't want to make them out of anger. You don't want to make them out of spite. You want to try to work through the feelings and then come to, you know, a more calm accord if possible. But while you're driving, you know, just be extra careful, be extra aware, trust your intuition. And if there's a really dicey topic, maybe you want to avoid bringing it up at this time, especially if you think it's not going to go well. I definitely suggest that if you are upset and you feel like you need to talk to someone about something and it can wait a few days, that instead of trying to confront someone at this time, I mean, they might confront you and you might then have to deal with it because it came to you. But if you're the one bringing it, then maybe write a letter to the person that says all the terrible things that you're mad about, and don't give it to them. Rip it up, ask, you know, pray for being cleared of the energy, the negative energies, and then try to have a conversation when you're not in a space of being charged. Okay, that's one of the best must-knows about this transit, as well as hiding under a rock if possible and if necessary. Okay, so at the same time as that yucky aspect is happening, we actually are starting our sequence of beautiful trines, the first one happening on July 2nd. These are like currents, okay? They're currents that are, you know, flowing with each other. So you might be feeling this pocket of, you know, ouch. But then at the same time, there's this like pocket of sweetness, and you can dive into that. You know, it's like a water current. You can have your leg in a warm current and your arm in a cool current, and they're happening at the same time. And you can kind of move to where the, you know, where the more comfortable current is for you. And so if you're paying attention, you'll notice this happening. So air trines, July 2nd and July 12th, first Mercury and then Venus, making the most favorable aspect in all of astrology with Saturn. Saturn is a very long-term, you know, focused planets. And so things involving relationships, money, financial decisions, communication, writing projects, anything like that, you can take those things and log in some important steps for longevity for a major project or something that you're working on. So this is very exciting. You might get good news, and all of this can happen while there's mischief from this other aspect. Okay. Everyone in the cosmos can benefit from these air trines. But air placements and fire placements are going to feel those the most. If you don't know what your placements are, you can either run a free birth chart online, research how to do that, or as a member of my community, you will access software to be able to run the chart so you can see, you know, what you've got going on. But in any case, everyone gets the kisses from this, but the closer you are to 24 degrees, so we'll say like 19 degrees through 29 degrees, the closer to 24 degrees, the more of a kiss you will get from both of these air trines, the one in the second and the one in the 12th, okay? 24 degrees also will correspond with, we'll say June 9th through June 19th, and the closer to around June 14th, the more you get that kiss. Okay, so the next big must know is that in the middle of the month, we've got a very powerful emotional event, which is the super moon in Capricorn. Now, we've got a lot of emotional energies going on. We'll talk about some more of these later when we get to the discussion about the signs that the planets are moving through, because we do have Cancer energies, which are emotional. But in this middle of the month, this super moon, which you might feel earlier than you usually feel moons. You know, a super moon is close, when the moon is closer to the Earth, the gravitational pull is more intense, and you might feel it more and for longer and more intensely, and it could bring water, literal or figurative, to where it doesn't want to be. And it could be very emotional, but it could also be positively emotional, where there's something that's accomplished, there's something that, you know, you're doing that you've been wanting to do, and it could come to fruition in a very major, material, notable way. So, the days around July 13th, you'll be feeling that fullness, completion, fruition, drama for better and worse, coming to bosses, jobs, employment, business, your civic association, if you're in a place of leadership there, or you're butting heads with, you know, somebody there, you know, or you're working with somebody there to get something done. This topic of employment and work that we talk about with the 10th house, that's going to be relevant for a lot of you. But there are many people I know listening for whom money making is not interesting or relevant because you're retired or whatever other things are going on. And for you, this can be a project that you have out in the world. This can be a place of leadership you are in the community. You know, this can be something with your dad, whether they're alive or not. You know, this can be a male energy in your life. And when I say male energy, it's not necessarily gender, you know. It could just be somebody who has that force or a paternal force or something like that could be coming in and either helping or causing some drama that you have to get through. So all of that is going on, and just be aware of that. Now, specifically for Gemini, this is taking place in your eighth house. So the eighth house is the house of other people's money and wills and estate planning. And, you know, this could be with your partnership. This is spousal energy, family energy, anything having to do with taxes or credit cards or, you know, mortgage companies or financiers or any kind of financial agreement, the government, you know, the IRS, anything like that, all is in this sector. So you might notice that something is going on there for better or worse in those areas. It could be a time where you figure out how to clear up some debt. So that could be really exciting. Or it could be a time where debt that you didn't clear up is coming back and you're having to deal with it. So either way, those are the sectors of life that are being brought up. This is a place of investments as well, and this is also a place of winning money, okay? So it's possible that winning or having some other money come to you or finding some money on the street could happen too. Okay, so the next big must know for Geminis is that we do have energies in Cancer. So we've got multiple energies in Cancer and more on the way, and this is going to bring an emotional tone to the month, especially the earlier two-thirds of the month, okay? So the first 3 weeks or so, these Cancer energies dominate, and they're going to bring important conversations that are of an emotional tone. You know, they're going to bring important connections, an important time for you to slow down and tune into your own feelings and emotions, because there is a lot of scatteredness going on with some continued Gemini energies, and with the Leo energies that are going to be starting up, that's going to be sparking you in a very big way. So you're probably, you know, you've been very busy and you're going to be very dizzy from all the busyness. And so this Cancer energy, although you know, in some ways it doesn't flow as easily with your energy, I think it's a nice break and it's a nice chance to just kind of stop and reevaluate all of the things that you're doing and to just take a little rest, okay? And so things that are involving mother or mother figures, family, home, housing, real estate, those kind of things are going to be coming up, and also your finances. Okay, so the second house highlights your finances, your financial world, and you'll be asking the questions, you know, are you spending too much money? Are you saving enough? Are you earning enough? Just questions to help you live more sustainably, both environmentally, that could also come up, and just from, you know, the amount of effort that you're putting out, are you getting back what you're putting out, and what changes do you have to make? Wherever the sun is in the chart, it's like this giant spotlight that shows us the things that are working well. It could also bring in some new streams of income while it's there, but it can also show you the cracks in the walls and the other things that have to be attended to in order to improve or go up to your next level. So it may be time to level up in your financial sector, and you will have the guidance that you need through the awarenesses that you have in order to figure out how to do that. Now, as the planets move into Leo, those are going to bring a lot of attention to writing projects, creative projects, passion projects, anything having to do with seeing your relatives, that's coming up through multiple ways, short driving trips, you know, any kind of travel, either for now or plans you're making now for the future. Devices, you know, transportation, all of those kind of things have great energy now. And if you need to make a purchase of a large item like that, a communication device, a computer, a car, a bike, something like that, this could be an amazing time for that. We love those energies going far and wide, unless it's like an interim thing and you're not attached to how long you have it. Usually when people, you know, purchase expensive things, they're hoping to have them for a while. And you've got really good energy around that now. And many of you might really be creative at this time. So you might be getting in your studio or sitting at your desk or sitting at your table and really just putting down some things, writing some music, you know, painting, doing something artistic, which also could be linked to income. Okay, so another big must know is that we do still have some Gemini energies this month. So Venus is going to be there for a while longer. We're at the tail end of Mercury being there. So you are getting kisses from those placements. And, you know, Venus moving through your first house as it is one of the best times to get pictures taken of yourself. If you're wanting to get updated things for your business cards or just like family shots or anything like that, this is actually a really amazing time for you to be extra photogenic and take some pictures that you will love and be able to use for a long time. So all of that's happening. Also, there could be, you know, a little spinning. Like I told you, when the energies are in Gemini, it just increases the tendency to spin that you have. So hopefully these water energies will help you to become grounded, and even being by water, you know, even taking a bath if you're not, you know, by a water source, like a pool or anything, might be helpful to ground in the energies at this time. Okay, so let's see what else. Jupiter is going to be going retrograde, and this can definitely change the mood, you know, as it's going direct and blazing through a fire sign that's super helpful and a wonderful angle for you, as it has been since May 12th. It's going to just be rushing forward and trying to bring lots of positive change in your life, sometimes dizzyingly so. And when it goes into retrograde, you might feel like you lost Jupiter's support, or things that were going like really hot and heavy might just start to fizzle out. You might be wondering what the heck is going on. It might be related to Jupiter. If that's the case, Jupiter is testing your foundation and working on the inner realms and behind the scenes, so that when it's going direct in November, so it's a little bit over a 4-month cycle from July 28th through November 23rd, then when it goes direct again, it can make sure that the foundation you have is strong enough for the type of expansion that wants to happen. Okay, so the area that's most being focused on for the expansion, it could be in any area of life, but you've got some special focus having to do with friendships, social media, if you have, you know, anything online, online businesses, technology, patents, you know, anything like that, copyrights, anything, community-based projects, even if it's just team sports or working on a team or leading a team, or you know, feeling like you're part of something greater. Maybe you found some people that you really resonate with and Jupiter goes retrograde and either you have to be away from them or, you know, you're starting to have some points of questioning, things like that. But again, it's just testing the foundation so that when it goes direct, then you can build a bigger skyscraper, because you need a very big foundation, a very long, strong foundation for a very tall building. And so if Jupiter didn't go in retrograde, it would just be expanding wildly all the time without really checking in to say, can we do this? Is this, you know, are we ready for this? Do we have the infrastructure in our being? And if you think about it from the perspective of being light bodies, as we are, Jupiter, when it's in retrograde, is really just kind of going back and making sure all your electric circuitry is supercharged and ready and connected and strong and, you know, to handle the wattage, the increase in wattage that it wants to. And it really, really does. You know, Jupiter in Aries is amazing for everything with our physical bodies, our images, you know, anything having to do with just zest and momentum. And, you know, it's supercharged in that space. So you might just hit some stumbling blocks. And if you're wondering why, now you know. So the last thing that I want to talk about for Geminis has to do with these beautiful fire trines. And I just want to give you some dates and tell you a little more about these. So July 23rd and July 31st, we've got a beautiful trine. We've got Mercury and then we have the Sun trining Jupiter. Okay, so this is, you know, when Mercury and the Sun get into Leo and Jupiter's still in Aries, as it will be for a while. And we've got these beautiful fire trines. So this is making a 60 degree angle for you, full of possibilities. And this can give you options. But again, remember, the options are things that you actually have to do something with. Okay. So, you know, if you're feeling like, oh gosh, I see things are around me, you have to do something with them in order for them to really get the gold. Okay. But in general, you know, these aspects are beautiful for everybody. And the closer to 8 degrees, the more you're going to get a kiss. Okay, so we'll say 3 degrees through 13 degrees, the closer to 8 degrees, the more you get the kiss. That's going to be like the last couple of days of May. So we'll say 8 degrees. So it's like the 28th, you know, the closer to around the 28th or so of May, the more you're getting a kiss from both of those trines on the 23rd and the 31st. And it really goes from, you know, like May 24th through like June 3rd or 4th, something like that. You all are getting even more goody potentials from that, both of those fire trines. Now, those of you in the middle degree sector, you're not being left out here. I know you're probably thinking, oh, well, the air trines are in the late degree. That's better for them. These two fire trines are in the early degree. What about me in the middle? Well, this time, everybody has something as far as a trine. So 16 degrees, Mercury is going to make a beautiful trine with Chiron, the wounded healer, bringing lots of healing and positive things from work and struggles that you had in the past. And so we'll say 9 degrees through 19 degrees. Wait, actually, nope. 9 degrees through 21 degrees. The closer to 16 degrees, the more you get the kiss. So that's going to be like June 6th, so June 1st through June 11th, and the closer to the 6th, the more of the kiss that you get. But anywhere in that 10 degree spectrum is extra yumminess from that fire trine, which sizzles with possibility and creative potential. Okay, so I've given you lots to work with to help you make the most of the energies this month and to help you understand the energetic patterns at work and play. And if you'd like more resources, I've got all of these here. You can additionally go to the little more button, the little arrow underneath the bottom right of the video. Click on that, and all of the links that I'm giving you here will be clickable, right? So if you're looking for reading options, including a beautiful, very detailed 45-minute audio of your birth chart for $33 from my brilliant husband, you can find that at anniebclarity.com. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. This is where you can access running a free birth chart. This is where you access my 28-day in-depth virtual coaching program called Shine for free. This is also where you'll find tons of blogs and you get lots of other perks for being on my newsletter list. If you're looking for written horoscopes by me, always up a month early, you can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. If you haven't seen this site, go to it. It is so beautiful. We've got, me and my team have lots of amazing astrology-inspired blogs and healthy living blogs. We've got hypnosis for all the signs. We've got healing frequencies for all the signs. I've got the written horoscopes that I write. We have yoga for all the signs. So it's just a very beautiful, comprehensive site. If you're looking for free courses on how to manifest money and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, L-U-M-L-I-F-E. You can also find my astrology education courses here, including my behemoth of a master course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can fully utilize even if you don't want to be a professional astrologer, but it certainly will get you up to the level where you could be and show you how to make your business a success. And payment plans are available there too. Now, I've also got two books out and more on the way, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You will find this on the bookshelves in all major booksellers, including All the Books a Million, all the Barnes & Nobles. It's right there on the shelf. Plus, you can get it on Amazon and through any independent bookseller. And you can find Radical Prayer on Amazon, and you can order it anywhere as well. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!